From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The cuisine of the Midwest doesn't get a lot of respect. Okay, maybe there's your Chicago-style pizza or Cincinnati chili, and of course, all manner of casseroles, but not exactly the kind of thing that graces the cover of gourmet magazine. One group is trying to change that, and they're starting with sausage. The Greater Midwest Foodways Alliance is holding a symposium in Chicago on cased meats. You know, hot dogs, kielbasa, coney dogs, all variety of worst, what they call the best of the worst. The event is called Stuffed, a journey of Midwestern sausage traditions, and there, chefs, academics, and food enthusiasts will discuss and, of course, eat the poor man's steak. Catherine Lambrecht is one of the organizers of the symposium, and she joins us now from her kitchen in Highland Park, Illinois. Catherine, so glad you're with us.
Oh, glad to be with you as well.
Now, I understand that before you actually got on the phone with us, you were actually cooking for tomorrow's symposium. What were you making?
I was making Flint original coney sauce.
Now, back it up. I didn't know that you had a sauce for coney dogs.
Coney dogs come with a chili sauce and onions. This is not Coney Island dog like you're having in New York. This is coney dog that originated in Michigan with Macedonian immigrants.
So the sauce is like a chili.
It's a chili. It's a no-bean chili. And, for instance, the Flint version, which is only in Flint, Michigan, apparently, it is ground kidney, ground heart, paprika, chili powder, some oil because this is, you know, these are meats that have no fat, essentially, and salt to taste.
Okay, so not named for Coney Island. We just cleared that up.
Not anything related to Coney Island, except that it's a coney.
So how important is sausage to the cuisine of Chicago?
It is certainly, you know, the poor man's steak. If you brought a heart to the table or you brought the kidneys to the table, people might give you the eh. But, you know, you start mixing it this with some pork and everything else, and then it starts to take out a taste and a flavor that is just spectacular, and it's acceptable. But if you know, like they say, when you look at how sausage is made, you might not want it.
Yeah.
But once it's encased in a bun, you want it.
Focus on the final product. Is
exactly.
Best. Who's going to be attending the event?
Oh, goodness. We're going to be having chefs, line cooks, academics, students, people like myself who simply appreciate food and its history, dietitians. I don't know why, but, you know, I mean, shouldn't say that.
But, you know, actually, you might need a few of them there.
How can we get that fat out of there? And people who are just simply, you know, who not talk about it, they just do it. They have their hot dog stand, and they just go about their business doing what they think is just their everyday thing, not realizing that what they're doing is something special and something to be celebrated.
I'm just wondering if there are gift bags. I'm curious, might Tums or Rolaids be inside the...
You know, I hadn't thought about that. It is probably too late to get that in the roll, but maybe next time, because this, I don't think, is going to be the last of the sausage symposiums. This is just the first. You know, this time the theme was more, you know, sausage in a bun.
Well, Catherine...
Next time it will be sausage without the bun, perhaps.
On the grill.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
That was Catherine Lambrecht. She's one of the organizers of a symposium in Chicago this weekend called Stuffed, A Journey of Midwestern Sausage Traditions.